This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining us from, I think he's actually on the road, joining us from Second Call Defense is CEO and, because it's Wednesday and it's the World According to Second Call Defense, is CEO and founder Sean Maloney. Yes, sir. Where are you at in the world? I know you're on the road.
Well, actually, I'm on the road, but I just got home. So I made it home and the office is in the other direction, so that's why we decided to do the call from home.
Okay. You just don't put, you know what it is. I look at the Facebook postings and it looks like you just popped up there. And then I'm like, oh, he's out on the road. And then, you know, you just don't, post when you walk. I guess that's not.
No, I don't know. I'll be in Virginia, Sunday morning sometime. I'm leaving after a football game, with my son, Saturday night. And then I'm going to drive to Manassas. I have a function there. You'll be busy with that, and boy, you know what? Did you watch the debate?
I don't have TV, so I never watch TV.
Well, you didn't miss anything. I watched the last 5 minutes, and all I did was want to kick the TV. So, but you know what? When you realize what these people are saying, and you really take a listen, and you listen to Cain, I believe that I'm a strong Second Amendment advocate, but nothing. You either believe in the right to keep and bear arms and understand that it shall not be infringed, or you don't. And we have to remember that over and over, whether it's Hillary, whether it's Cain, they don't have our best interests at heart. They don't care about us as people. All they do is care about their political machine. And I'm hopefully people listened. But, you know, and just goes to show you that the government runs nearly everything what they do. And seriously, if the Clinton-Cain ticket gets in, I truly believe that America is going to be destroyed.
Well, I agree with that, too. I just don't know if I would call it the Clinton-Cain ticket, because I don't think Clinton survives a four-year stint. I think she's very sick. I think she's got something wrong with the brain, and I think we got to see who's the heartbeat away, and it's that abrasive little munchkin. But, you know, doesn't that just remind you of the little guy in school that would tap dance up at you and start yelling at you and picking on you, but he would dance out of the way when you turn around and you finally had enough and you were getting ready to pop him a good shot. Didn't really want to do that, but, you know, sometimes it's imperative.
He probably deserved that at some time in his life, and maybe he wouldn't have been the way he is right now, but nobody ever held him to task probably for what he's done throughout the course of his life.
No. So now he gets to dance. And looking at the transcripts and everything, I would say Pence kicked the stuffing out of him.
That's what everybody's saying, and I listened, like I said, to the last 5 minutes of it when I could, and Pence was top-notch. And then the clips I've seen and what I've seen on the Internet, he did a tremendous job.
Yeah, Pence is a good vice president. Pence will make a good vice president. I have got no problems with Pence. Here in South Carolina, since the last time you and I talked, we had a school shooting. You saw that, right?
Sure did. And
today I was in a Trader Joe's. That's where I shop for my groceries, and they were wearing Batman because the 6-year-old passed away because he got popped. He took a round in the femoral artery.
Oh yeah.
And he left Batman. And you know, we are decades away from being where Ohio is, and we're decades away from somebody calling you in South Carolina, from South Carolina, saying, "Would you come and teach our teachers how to shoot and protect us?" That's how pig-headed they are down here.
You know, they should honor that little boy. They should pray for his family and do everything they can. But you would think they would want to say, "Enough is enough." There's only one way to stop a mad person, a deranged kid with a gun. And that's a teacher, a janitor, a principal, or somebody that can be there right now, because faster saves lives. Every second that someone is pulling the trigger, someone can potentially die. And it's ridiculous that nobody listens and nobody wants to move forward. That's why your previous guest, Laura Carno, she's doing wonders trying to bring this to Colorado. And now it's just a funding issue, but you need to get somebody who's interested in the legislation. And what are these people afraid of? We have examples. We've been doing it for 4 years now. Utah's been doing it for longer than that. People throughout the country are arming their teachers and teaching them the tactical first aid to make sure that they can be there. And nobody's ringing the bell. And what's disheartening now, Bill, is that you have a bunch of factories, a bunch of OEMs that are going to directly benefit from the good that their firearms are going to provide to the children of America. They're not stepping up to the plate, and they're not funding any of this. Hey, I've been making phone calls and trying to do everything I can do, because money is the only issue right now. You know, the well runs dry, but all the excuses right now, well, it's an election year. That's not even the same thing. Protecting your kids and keeping your kids alive, our most precious commodity, and to have a tragedy like you guys just had, and yet nobody is moving forward to say, "Hey, I'm going to take this on." You know, shame on you if you got to make another call to a parent and say, "You know what, Johnny or Susie, they're not coming home." And what's interesting is there's a law in Colorado now that says that if you don't do everything that you're supposed to do or can do to protect your children, you can be held liable. There's no more immunity for you, and that's what we need in every state. And it's not until someone gets sued to death that anything happens like that.
That's what it's going to take, isn't it? Somebody's going to have to get hit in the wallet. It's going to, the liability is going to have to become so burdensome that they just say, "Okay, we're going to have to make this move now."
You know, and that's what it needs to be. And, you know, if you have a state legislature, probably one of the greatest examples of molding a state legislature is the Illinois Rifle and Pistol Club. They one by one took out who they needed to take out over a 10 or 15 year period of time to get control of the House and the Senate to pass concealed carry. You know, they did an amazing job, and they knew that that was the only way they had to do it. So they would take them one by one and do that. And these guys in North and South Carolina, what are they afraid of? You know, I spent a lot of time in both states. Good people. How can such a good, well-meaning people have legislatures that just truly don't care about, you know, their futures?
You know, in South Carolina, we just had an election, and they got rid of a lot of incumbents, and some of them were. But I mean, when the whole thing about guns here in this state is just the most convoluted of things. I've been told by a Republican who is my senator that with open carry, the cops would not know who the good guys are versus the bad guys. Because, you know, there's so many. Right down the street from where South Carolina, the South Carolina General Assembly sits, is Five Points. And that is the playground of the Bloods and the Crips. Not a mile away from them. And, you know, they're out there. I guess all of the Bloods and Crips are walking around with six shooters on their hips. You hang on for a second. We're going into the break. I need to do a little selling here if I can. Second call to fence.
All right.
Second Call Defense is a service that when you become a member, you are not walking alone. If you're carrying a gun for any reason that has to do with self-defense, in the car, in the house, on you, you need to be a member. SecondCallDefense.org. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. At a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
And joining us again from Second Call Defense, he just got in off the road, is CEO and founder Sean Maloney. Did you see the federal judge out of the Northern Marianas Islands, the decision she handed down last week?
No, refresh my recollection. I may have.
This is the one where she got out there and said that you cannot ban openly carrying firearms in public because that's part of the Second Amendment. That, you know, her.
I did see that. And you know, what I wanted to say about South Carolina talking about not being able to, police not be able to differentiate between bad guy and good people with guns. Well, let me tell you something. Open carry is a constitutional right in the state of Ohio. And we've been open carrying forever. And never, ever, ever have the police wrongfully shot somebody, been shot by an open carry holder or anybody like that. Why should the South Carolinians be any different than the Ohioans or the Tennesseans or the people that are open carrying in Kentucky or in West Virginia now? It makes no sense. And so, they're just excuse after excuse after excuse. Either you believe in our civil right and our God-given right to choose when and where and if we're going to protect ourselves, or you don't. And these people need to understand that.
You know, when all of this was going on, I would actually ask a senator here and there about that, and I would say, you know, that there's 45 states that have open. They don't have this issue, right? You know, there's 45 states where they have open carry, and the cops are not rolling up on, they're not looking at the gangbangers going, oh, look, some solid citizens, and they're not looking at the regular people going, oh, look, it's the Zetas, you know. They're not making those mistakes anywhere. You know, do you know what the percentage, I think, in nationwide, the percentage of criminals that actually have holsters is like 4%.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I agree with that. I just read an article about that. Dude, you know, they don't have holsters. You know, they throw it in their pocket or they do whatever because they don't want anybody to know they got the gun.
What if they throw the gun aside and they've got a holster on their belt? It's sort of hard. Hey, why you got that holster?
Exactly. There's many reasons why they do that. And for them to think that they don't have to base their training on anything, it doesn't happen. But you know what? Every time we've passed a better law with concealed carry in the state of Ohio, the antis or the people in the groups and organizations to get it would always say, oh, there's going to be blood running in the street. You're not going to be able to control it, over and over and over again. We haven't passed a law in Ohio that West Virginia, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, all the states that surround us, have had for years. And I say, what is so different about Ohioans? And it's the same thing for you guys. You're law-abiding citizens. The gun owner in America, the concealed carry holder in America, is part of the most law-abiding, safest segment of society. And it boggles my mind, especially when we have kids dying, especially when you have thugs. Every state that has adopted a decent concealed carry program, violent crime goes down, period, every time. And you got to trust the good people with a gun. And most of the sheriffs and police officers that I know around me, of course, it can change from state to state. They understand that badge they wear isn't representing them. That badge is representing every law-abiding citizen standing behind them. And they welcome a law-abiding citizen to have a firearm. When we're a duty-to-inform state. If you have a concealed carry permit, it's tied to your registration on your car. So if you're pulled over, the police officer knows that, you know, it's registered to somebody who has a concealed carry permit. And if you have the gun, you have to tell the police. Over and over and over again, I talk to police officer after police officer, and they all say the same thing. We're so relieved when we pull over a concealed carry holder because we know they're a good guy. Well, you know you're a good guy because you had a background check and you've been trained. And so people got to wake up, and they got to realize that if their kids keep dying in school, because it's going to happen again, Bill, we know it's going to happen again, and you fail to stop this, it's on you, and you're going to have to pay sometime.
Well, you know, right now in South Carolina, we also have the thing with Dylann Roof, right? The Charleston AME right. church shooter. And we've got a bunch of Democratic senators going around the state having a little gun hearing kabuki theater parade. And what they're wanting is they're wanting a 28-day waiting period. Now, here's the problem with this for me. The problem with this for me is that I have a concealed carry permit. I don't even go through a background check now. I don't even wait. I mean, I wait for them to finish filling out the paperwork.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
You know? And I desperately want to just tell these guys, you know what, guys? I haven't gone through a background check in 6 years because I have been vetted based upon a law that you guys passed that is the law of the land, and that, you know, there's 200-something thousand of us, or 250,000 or 300,000 of us, that never take a background check, no matter how many guns we buy during the year. And if you do this, if you push this, I'm going to be out there doing a big drive for everybody to get a concealed carry permit. So have at it.
Well, and let me ask you this. South Carolina, is the church a gun-free zone?
You have to seek permission from who's in charge of the church. And that's
right, but it's exactly the same in Ohio. But it's a gun-free zone until you get permission, correct?
Correct.
How is that working for him?
Well, it didn't work out too good at Charleston AME Church. One of the guys that was there was actually a lawmaker that was murdered there. So, an anti-gun lawmaker. So, out of this, we got the Charleston loophole is what they call it. When actually it was just the 3 days had passed and nothing had happened. So he got the gun, which has been federal law since Hillary Clinton's husband was president. So, anyway.
It doesn't make any sense. And if these people had any idea what they were talking about, they would understand. And, you know, and their stupidity reigns supreme when they open their mouths. There's a better example.
Reign supreme. I like that. Listen, hang on a second. Let me do a little selling here because that's what I do. Second Call Defense, $20 a month. I spend more than that every third day on Starbucks. So $20 a month means that I have got legal defense waiting. Legal defense waiting if I have to pull out my weapon to do something I really don't want to do. So one thing I don't have to worry about is what comes after that because they got my back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining me again from somewhere deep in the heart of home is Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. I want to read you something, sir.
All righty.
Now, you know the show, now streams on the best gun news aggregator on the planet, AmmoLand, right?
That's correct, and I want to tell you something that I spoke to the founders, the co-founders of AmmoLand at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, and they were so happy to have your affiliation, and I thank them for everything that they do for us and for what they do for you, and they complimented you, and they said, knowing Bill Frady, how can we not do that? So that's a pat on your back, brother.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, let me tell you about one of the commenters. I opened the week this week with a segment devoted to the AmmoLand commenters, but this is one that our buddy Tim Knight had to chime in on, because here we have a guy who says, John, that's all it is, just John. I know you know who it is just by that. But I want you to listen to some of the stuff he says, okay? And this was on the 28th of September. That was a Wednesday. You were here. We had already talked. Okay, so here we go. I am an NRA benefactor member and super supportive of the Second Amendment. Lots of macho host chatter about having 34 rounds of ammo and magazines, etc., for a carry gun. Yep, a prosecutor, if they think they have a case, will definitely use that against a gun owner in a self-defense situation when addressing a jury of laymen. This macho gun crap includes the yo-yos who put goofy macho bumper stickers on their cars. It all gets the wrong kind of attention, especially if you ever must use a gun to defend yourself. I've been in gunfights. My advice, get normal with what you carry. Practice, don't be macho, and remember, you're not law enforcement unless you really are. Oh, yeah, every bullet you launch has a price tag and possibly jail time attached to it. Tim, by the way, replied, and that's why I have second call defense.
You know, it's amazing. I get those calls all the time. If I do a trigger job, if I do a modification, if I have some badass ammo, am I in more trouble with the prosecutor? And I always say, if that's all they have to hang their hat on, you have no problem. In my mind, you do a trigger job, my guns all have them on there. I know what's going to happen when I pull the trigger. I'm not going to wait for the gun to go off. And that makes me more accurate. And I train. And you know why I have probably this, how many rounds are there? 22. You know, I have 33 rounds on me right now.
Why?
Because it may not be enough. It may not be enough. Yeah. I don't know. When I'm probably only going to hit, you know, 12 to 14% of the time, I don't know how many people are going to be around. I don't know what's going to happen. And why does somebody want to imply that because of the way we choose to protect ourselves, and it's not the government that ever allowed us to do this. All the Second Amendment does, folks, is reiterate to the government that our rights shall not be infringed. They didn't come from you. They came from our creator or whoever we believe that to be. And don't you dare, Mr. John, tell me when, how, and if to protect my gift of life. Because you know what, John? You're in your expert shot with your, you know, 11-round magazine. You're not going to be on the top of my stairs at 2 o'clock in the morning. You're not going to be in a parking lot when my daughter is walking alone and four thugs are coming at her. So, you know, it's ridiculous. You know, everybody tries to spot off, I guess, as an NRA benefactor member. You know, I appreciate that and what they're doing, but they gotta understand what they're shoveling a little bit.
This was a day, this particular day on the commenters, Sean, was a day where everybody had to be right, and I wasn't. So, Freddie and I actually talked about this, and he was like, Bill, you really shouldn't pay attention to that. I was like, no, I'm going to poke the bear, Freddie.
So. That's what it's all about, and that's what you're all about.
Yeah.
Everybody out there listening, you have to poke the bear.
Yeah.
You have to let your friends know what you think. I had a conversation talking about, you know, what's the right thing to do and what's the right thing to say. We have to make sure that we're not afraid to voice our opinion when it comes to politics and who is running for president. My God, just imagine a Hillary Clinton White House. If as the Secretary of State, if she's what, taking about $100 million in donations from foreign dignitaries and countries,
yeah,
buying favors, what do you think she's going to do when she's sitting in a plush leather seat with a few stains on it from her husband?
Well, I don't see, that's the thing. Like, I just don't. Yeah, she got a bad heart, a bad head, but she does get to appoint Supreme Court justices till she vapor walks.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what, folks, vote for the Supreme Court. If we're, for whatever reason, you can't put your arms around Donald Trump, vote for the Supreme Court. Find a reason to make sure that we have a tomorrow and that we don't have to fight for. You know, Bill and I are pretty happy not having to fight for anything right now other than making sure people exercise their right to vote that a lot of people have died for in the past, and that we had a great bunch of founding fathers and ladies that decided that that was important. But you know what? You know, nothing's forever, and I'd rather everything be peaceable. I'd rather that we all get along. I'd rather that there not be racial division. And this is what this election is all about, who we are as Americans and who we are to each other as people. If you think about what's happened in the last 8 years to your friends, to people that you know, to your income, to your ability to exercise your rights, the rights that are gone, the rights that are gone that we don't even know, to the internet now that somebody else is going to control? What kind of sense does that make? That's what's on the line, everybody. And you can't ignore that.
You know, I think about this, and one of the things I said about these guys that were commenting that particular day was that these were the kind of guys that would stay at home and say, I can't vote for Donald Trump. And, you know,
right.
they choose to fight by sitting out the fight. That's the way they choose to fight the fight. And it's those apathetic asshats that cause for me and people like me and you to actually have to physically fight. And that's why I had to poke the bear, because they, you know, let me at least get you used to getting abrasive. Okay. Let's start somewhere small.
You know, and for the people, and that's why, to tell you the truth, John Kasich, my governor, boy, I hope I don't run into him. Well, I hope if I do run into him that I don't do something that I really shouldn't, because why these people feel that they can play with their liberties and sacrifice 4 years of an Obama administration on steroids? What's on their mind?
How long does the average Supreme Court justice serve?
You know what? I've never looked at the average, but you know, when you look at Ginsburg, and you know, yeah. the 70s and 80s, it's going to be 3 or 4 generations. It's going to be 40 or 50 years. They're generally in their 40s to 50s when they're appointed, and most of them are serving until they're in the 80s. So sometimes I think Roberts might have been, you know, very early 50s or even late 40s when he was appointed. Yeah. Justice Thomas, thank God for him. He was a young man, and, you know, they have the ability to look at Ginsburg in their late 80s, you know, and I've always had, despite who she is and the relationship that she had with the past justice, I'm hoping that she was holding out to keep from retiring until they get a Republican in the White House, because despite the fact that she's a liberal Supreme Court justice, she still respects the rule of law. And right now, the rule of law is what's at stake. Somebody just went to jail. I was listening to your news, Bill.
Hang on. We're going into break. You hang on. We'll get to that. You hang on. We'll be right back.
All right.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, welcome back. I'm live from the Second Call Defense Configure Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Because it is Wednesday, and because it is, the world according to Second Call Defense every Wednesday, we're joined again by CEO and founder Sean Maloney. Dr. John Adine just checked in. He said it was great to meet you at the GRPC.
You know what? What a great guy. These people, these patriots, these Americans that you reach out and touch and that come up and introduce themselves to me are such wonderful people. And it helps you sleep a little bit better. It helps you get through all the trash. What I was mentioning to you was that I heard on your news that there's a guy who had a security clearance who ended up with 6 documents that he had that the FBI found that weren't even he's being prosecuted. What happened to the rule of law? How can we sit here and not prosecute Hillary Clinton? That is so ridiculous that she, breached our trust and put us at risk. And to my knowledge, there's at least one person dead because of her email.
Well, her emails in certain portions of the way the process worked, somebody on her side of that equation, they were doing things like stripping out headers on the email to take away the security classification and everything.
And if it was you or I, Bill, I don't want to interrupt you. You know what that would be? Obstruction of justice. Obstruction, but not for her. But go ahead.
Well, that'd just be something they were reading to me as I was shuffling to my cell in my plastic. In the military, they would issue us this thing called a CEOI, which was just a little booklet that had the call signs and it had the authentications and challenges that we had to do while we were going out. And that's it. That's all it was, right? If we lost one of those in the military, no matter what our security, we had to have a security clearance of some kind to get one of those things.
Right. You had a security clearance, correct?
Oh, yeah. I had a top secret special compartmentalized instruction. As a matter of fact, the SAP protocol, which was what all of her stuff was classified, I worked in military intelligence, and I never met anybody with a SAP clearance. We all had SCIs.
Mm-hmm.
And SCI is a pretty involved clearance to have, but SAP is, you know, it's sort of like, it's like it's M from MI5 and James Bond.
Right.
That level of information. Never met anybody with it. She lost 22 of those. She had 22 of those out there in the open, which is SAP information is millions of dollars of lost or operations scuttled or people dying when that stuff gets out in the open. Okay, and for a CEOI, if I'd lost a CEOI when I was in Europe, that would have been I would have been in jail. I would have been in Mannheim before the day was over. I know people in Mannheim that were in. I took a couple of people to Mannheim when I was there in the 80s. That are still in Mannheim today. So
probably for less than what Hillary did.
Oh, absolutely. Well, one of them actually murdered about six people, but it's all a matter of perspective. She committed espionage. That's what she did. Yep, she committed espionage, and who knows what else she's got out there. Plus, now there's this scuttlebutt going on out there that she broached the idea of droning Julian Assange. Did you see that?
I heard that. Again, so now she wants to commit murder.
Yeah. Well,
in America, it's bizarre. But you know what? Using her own words, Bill, what difference does it make? Well, it's time for us to show her what difference this makes, to drum her, to beat her so bad with our ballots and our ballot boxes that we won't see or hear from her again.
Well, I mean,
we can do that.
Yeah, Trump.
Talk about Tim Knight and Laura Carno and a recall. Right now is our opportunity to recall her and everything she stands for.
Well, I as far as the polls are concerned, I couldn't care less about the polls right now. I think they're a propagandist tool. I think Trump is actually polling higher.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. If you look at the way the media is so biased 100% across the board, don't even pay attention to the polls. They're hoping that we're going to believe that Trump's going to get beaten, so we don't even bother to vote.
Well, I mean, she's Black America is not going to vote for her. They're going to stay home, Spark. And she's got to get 90% of them to vote for her to win. 90%. So, we'll see what happens. I still think that Trump is oiling up a club, and she looks like a baby seal. So,
well, I have a couple small little bets out there that it's going to be a Trump landslide. I just have a feeling. I can remember Ronald Reagan, and I can remember Jimmy Carter being touted as the same great person, and Ronald Reagan's a joke. He's an actor. He has no business running for president. And so that, and I trust in everybody out there listening to us that they're going to talk, and we're going to get out, and we're going to do the right thing.
Well, Reagan had been Reagan had been governor of California.
Yeah, I know, and he was a joke, and he was bad, and he was going to get his butt kicked.
Yeah. Right.
And then all of a sudden, the silent majority.
Yep. Well, and then up he goes. So, we'll see how that works out. I just the whole game, the way the game is being played now and all this other stuff and the sheer utter lack, you know, at least the mainstream media and the liberals used to pretend like they were constitutional, like they were had no bias, like they were
right.
impartial. And now they've thrown away all pretense at it. And the Republican establishment, let's not forget them. So let's not forget them. They I saw Jonah Goldberg. Every time, you got a bunch of guys, Jonah Goldberg, Kevin Williamson, Bill Kristol, all of them. Every time Trump says something, they're like, well, he just self-detonates again. Well, only in your opinion, idiot. Nobody's listening to you anyway. Shut up. So.
Well, it's obvious from the debate, both debates. I mean, this last debate, the moderator was stepping all over Pence, and the policy committee and several organizations. Pence received 8 very difficult questions, and the other jack wagon, he got one. Cain got one hard question.
One day we're going to have to do a show where we're not on the radio and we're not held up by the FCC regulation, just so we can cut loose.
Yeah, you know what? We should probably do it from the SHOT Show.
Yeah. Well, I need to talk to you about that anyway. Okay. I've got a couple. Are you going to be around tomorrow or are you going to be getting on the road?
Yeah, no, I'll be around. I'll be in the office all day.
Okay, well, I'll be calling you about that. In the remaining time we've got, Second Call Defense, they have, for $9 a month, you're in. For $20 a month, you've got everything they offer. You can go a little higher if you want to and get more of what they offer, but for $20, you're going to get everything you need.
Hey, Bill, real quick.
Yes.
Had a Michigan professor that's retired.
Yeah.
He's a commercial pilot.
Yeah.
He's a concealed carry holder in Detroit. Brandished his gun because he was being threatened with his life. He was charged with felonious assault, a terroristic threat. Wasn't a member of Second Call Defense. Just called me yesterday for some advice. Had his buddy, who was an attorney, represent him, who had him plead everything, and the judge showed him mercy, put him on probation for 2 years, and stripped him of just about everything. And the guy said, "Hey, when it comes point in time to get my rights restored and to get things expunged, can you recommend an attorney?" And I said, "Sure, I'll help you out." And then I had a conversation, and he just feels bad. He wants to join now. And I said, "You know what, brother? According to the law, you can't have a gun for another year and a half, so there's no sense in having me." But just keep that in mind, folks. You never know when something's going to happen.
It's never going to be convenient, that's for sure. It's not going to be convenient. You're not going to be sitting there saying, "Well, later today I'll be calling a loony because I expect to be brandishing while I'm trying on my Adidas. I'm going to show my gun.
Think about what Paul Lathrop told you on your show, what he went through.
Yeah. He's still reeling from that. I don't necessarily agree with who he's decided to go with, but at least that's better than what he did. Anyway.
Well, right, and I think that was gifted to him, so we've talked about that.
Okay, I didn't know that. So, secondcalldefense.org, that's my choice for legal defense. I have lawyers waiting if I ever have to use them. I'll be in touch with you tomorrow, sir.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, and thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you.
Yes, sir. Third hour coming up. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.